What's up and welcome into Stacking Dubs. I'm your host, Chris Chin. I'm just going to say it, guys. This team's not winning a championship. I know we've probably known this for a while and I hadn't said it out loud, but last night's game really just, it irked me. It annoyed me. It bothered me. I'm emotional right now, but it's because I've accepted, I've acknowledged that this team just doesn't have the juice. The Warriors go down 119-112, first game of a homestand against the Knicks, a game in which basically down the stretch, every game matters. This is a playoff environment. We come back home after a 2-1 road trip against the Knicks, who are missing arguably two of their best three players. Julius Randle's out. OG Anunoby, a late scratch. He's also out, their best defender. Warriors need a win. Everyone's healthy. We're back at home. Got the energy of the home crowd. And we lay an absolute egg. Come out flat. Knicks get up 14 points right out the gate. It's lazy. It's lethargic. It's uninspired. It's not focused. Five early turnovers. This whole game was basically a double-digit game. Warriors eventually closed the gap to as low as four. Made a run in that fourth quarter once they dug deep and decided to turn it on a bit. And then Draymond gets a wide open layup breakaway, just fumbles it out of bounds off his foot, had a chance to cut the lead to two. Lead balloons back to eight from that point, and we never get any closer than that. Game over. Season hopes not over. But man, this one really does feel like many other losses in this season where this team just doesn't have enough in the tank. It doesn't have enough passion, enough heart. Ironically, the Knicks had the only heart in the game, Josh Hart. And the Warriors just got outworked in this game, which is embarrassing because the Knicks were shorthanded to begin with. They played aforementioned Josh Hart 48 minutes, the entire game in this one. They played Miles McBride, had to look up his first name, never even heard of the guy before this. Played Miles McBride virtually the entire game. And in the fourth quarter, we're getting outworked, we're getting out hustled. Should not happen, cannot happen, not enough effort, not enough playing with force. I'm just sick of seeing it. It comes in spurts. The Warriors close the half strong, you know, decide to turn up the pressure on defense, decide to get out and run offense. You see why you like this team and why we've had some good wins over the season, but they just can't sustain it. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in a bit. It's just the effort at home this year has been night and day from the road effort. The road Warriors have actually been pretty good. Winning record on the road, great effort, great focus for the most part. Then we come home and we take our foot off the gas pedal. We get complacent. We get unfocused. Enter whatever adjective you want that I haven't already said. The effort at home has been atrocious for over 50% of the time. We now have a losing record at home. I think we're 17-18. And that is the difference in our season between being what is now 10th in the play-in versus being a playoff spot holding team. It's been the same exact thing too. It's on defense. The point of attack defender is just getting beat too often. I know Jalen Brunson's great and they have other guys that can get to the hoop, but the point of attack defense gets beat. Off ball defenders overhelp, especially our small off ball defenders who aren't going to make a difference if you're helping anyways. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Brandon Pajemski, even though you can draw charges, you're overhelping. And sure, it might visually look good to have a body in the lane where you're deterring the offensive player from attacking, but then he just kicks it to your wide open guy you just left. And that's the reason guys like Miles McBride hit 6 3-pointers on their way to a career high 29 points. Do you know how many points Miles McBride averages this season? 6. And he had 6 threes tonight. Could not miss. And sure, usually sometimes it'd be a one-off, but this just happens virtually every other game to the Warriors. This season, the Warriors have played against 14 players who have their season high in points. They played against 10 players who have their career high in points. That's insane. Between the two, and those are all different players too. We're not double counting a season high and a career high. Those are two separate things. 24 players have had basically the best game they've had in at least a year in whatever it's been, 60-something games. Over a third of the time, a player is going to have a career game against the Warriors. That doesn't just happen. It's because the defense isn't good enough. It's because the defense is overhelping, and players are getting the best wide open 3-point looks that they're going to get in their career. So I'm sick of it. It has to change. It had gotten better. Once Draymond Green came back, we were playing strong. But this team, again, it's just running out of gas. You're playing Draymond at center for so many minutes. We're going to get into how it's just that's not sustainable. Bob Myers said it covering the telecast for ESPN. The Warriors are just playing in spurts. They come out flat, then, oh gosh, we're down double digits. They turn it on a bit. You see some offensive rebounds. You see a little bit better defense. Teams just kind of miss open shots sometimes. We get a little more aggressive attacking the hoop out of necessity, and then it disappears, and the Warriors are just out of gas again. And really, what I think this is, it's just the Warriors are too old and they're too small to be going extended minutes with Draymond at center, even though it's our best lineup. There's a reason why we haven't been able to do it in the past for, over 20 minutes a game, which is what you're asking out of Dre. And the team just runs out of gas. You're asking everybody who's undersized to rebound. We're a great rebounding team, but at what cost? It's really just taken its toll over the course of the season. And that's why the Warriors are playing in spurts of energy, right? Sure, the jump shot, the Warriors are a jump shot team. Sometimes it's gonna fall, sometimes it's not. You're gonna have droughts. I can understand that. But what happens is the Warriors just aren't getting anything easy at the hoop. We've talked about this 100 times. They can't collapse the lane. They can't get in any pressure on the defense. They can't find their own shooters after the other team overhelps. It's just the Warriors give up open shots and they're not generating open shots for their teammates outside of Steph Curry's heroics, which lately he's just been not playing or shooting very well. So those are just higher level reasons why the Warriors are losing. It just goes back to the same old thing. We're just too small and we're a little bit old and we're just out of gas. The same thing happened last season and we're seeing the same exact thing. And that's why we are basically a 500 team. Other than just being old and small, it's just the gap in talent. The outside of Steph, the offense just isn't good enough. Jonathan Kuminga has been great. He's overachieved. He's breaking out. He will be great. Someday, maybe he'll be an alpha scorer. Right now, he's occasionally fine as a number two scorer, not consistently enough. And most importantly, while he does show glimpses of it, when he attacks, it's not to play make for others. Yes, we'll sometimes get open threes, but then you got to think about what's happening, right? They're helping off of Draymond. So it's a Draymond open three. He's shot better this year, but that's still not a winning formula if we're just gonna live with and die with Draymond shooting threes. It's Wiggins shooting threes. Same thing. He's not the same Wiggins as the past. He's just not a sustainable option, just him and Draymond shooting threes. But Pajemski doesn't really hit threes unless it's wide open. There's not enough shooters around. There's not enough playmakers around. There's not enough dribble creation around. All these things can be fixed with just one more superstar type wing, but we're going to get into that because I just don't know where it comes from. I wish that the Timberwolves didn't take Anthony Edwards and they had instead taken James Wiseman off our hands, off the table. And then at that point, the Warriors, Anthony Edwards, Haliburton, even LaMelo, who went right after at three, we'll leave him out, but that would at least give you more playmaking, a little more size, another ball handler. James Wiseman ended up being a nothing, obviously, but just to have someone who can attack the hoop and play make like Edwards and Haliburton do. Quick side story, Haliburton recently talked about his workout pre-draft that he had for the Warriors and just said, if the Warriors didn't pick two overall, he knows they would have drafted him. Even if they picked three or four, Haliburton had the workout of his life. He said he didn't miss a shot, just absolutely dominated, and really felt strongly that the Warriors could reach for him at two. Obviously, they didn't. And obviously, we all wish that they had. But I guess my point is, it's just sometimes it's that close to having someone like a Haliburton or an Anthony Edwards added to this roster, and all these problems go away. The dynasty continues. We're going to talk about what we can do in the offseason because obviously that didn't happen and it's not going to happen unless the Warriors really luck into somebody. We'll talk about that. This team, realistically, at best, this team finds a way out of the play-in into the playoffs. We're gonna be worn down after probably having to play two games and win them both, maybe both on the road. And then you go right into a series again on the road against either the one or the two seed. We're talking the Nuggets, we're talking the Thunder. At best, if we're somehow able to knock off either of those teams in a seven-game series, it's just going to take everything out of this team. I just don't see any way that this team can get past a second round series unless they get very, very fortunate with some sort of matchup like the Kings advance, and then we just kind of have the Kings in number in certain ways. I don't see this team even getting out of this first playoff series, let alone into a second. If you had asked me a couple weeks ago, I thought this team had a chance at advancing to the Western Conference Finals. The defense was inspired, the team was playing well. Maybe things change, but really, this one loss, it's just in a must win playoff situation at home with everything shaping up health wise and just the Warriors needing a win. This is the egg they lay. This is why I'm saying the season's over, because the Warriors need to give their best effort tonight, and this is what you get. And this is what's happened almost 50% of the time. This is who they are. They can win big games, but they're going to lose basically 35 to 40% of the games just due to straight stinking, not having enough effort, not being big, talented, or young enough to keep up with some of these other teams. They can out-hustle their way into spurts. They can maybe outshoot the other team and shoot themselves back into a series. But over the course of two series, three series, it's just not going to happen. And for that reason, I'll say the season is effectively not a championship season. We waste another year of Steph Curry's, we're not going to call it his prime, but his window. Really devastating stuff. The Warriors need to fix it. There's not enough legs in this season to overcome the size and talent disparity. In the past, we just talked about the shooting has been good enough to work our way out of these deficits. This year, the shooting's not there. Klay's been shooting better. Steph, although he's actually just only 41% from three off his normal 43% career mark. Draymond's shooting a little better than in the past, but all in all, this team just doesn't provide spacing. There's just not enough shooters where you can just be worse in every facet of the game and shoot yourself into it. It's just not this year. All right, I'm going to take a break off of laying into the Warriors. Let's look at the one silver lining to tonight. I think if you watch the game, it was very evident. It's TJD, and it's the combination with Klay. The Klay-Trace combo. Trace in this one, 19 points, 9 rebounds, 9 of 9 from the field, and had 3 blocks. Far and away the best player on the court for us. Klay had 18 in this, and he got off to a slow start shooting, but it was very evident he was going to attack. He's going to be aggressive off the dribble, and he's going to play make for others, namely TJD. Klay Thompson, season high, 8 assists, 5 of them to TJD. Had 5 threes in the game, started getting it going late, but I loved what I saw from Klay as a playmaker. The two of them have a future together. They just work very well on that pick and roll, lob threat. Klay obviously can step back and shoot. The two have instant chemistry. In a weird way, we kind of saw this with Klay and even James Wiseman back in the day. They had a few nice just kind of interchanges, and they seemed to work well, which leads me into the thought that the Warriors might have been messing up this whole time, not really finding a rim runner, shot blocker. You see the immense success that TJD's been having in this role for the Warriors as of late. He has been the lone bright spot for the Warriors. It just highlights the need that we could have had something like this. We could have had a Daniel Gafford this whole time, basically a 6'11" or 7-foot version of what TJD is providing. Dunks, finishes at the hoop, which the Warriors are just, they kill me. They cannot finish at the hoop. And then just being able to get out, run, and defend the rim on the defensive side. TJD, you were playing great, but you highlight the need for a bigger version of what you do. And maybe Klay this whole time could have been a 4 or 5 assist player, really opened things up for himself years ago, especially after his injuries. Between TJD's recent success, and then also seeing Draymond Green's lower back just really bugging him. You already know he had to miss a game against the Mavericks. It's been bugging him for weeks. It's because Draymond's been playing so many minutes at center against these big bodies. It's very evident that you can't do this for multiple games, if not for a whole season. It shows again, we should have signed a big body center, if nothing else, to take pressure off of Dre, but to provide everything that Trace has provided for us. Maybe that was supposed to be James Wiseman, and now we're scrambling, but there's no excuses the last 2 years to not have a big body on the roster. And most of Dub Nation would agree with me here. It is just the glaring weakness. And if the Warriors don't address that issue in the offseason, I mean, that's a disservice to the Warriors. It's a disservice to Steph Curry. It's a disservice to me as a Warriors fan. I can see it. I'm just a guy talking into a microphone here. I don't know what I'm talking about. Spoiler alert. I'm just got a guy watching the game. I don't work in the front office. I'm not a GM. I'm not a former NBA player. And I can see it. So either I'm onto something that the Warriors just can't see, or the Warriors are being stubborn and just refuse to sign a big center. I don't know what it is, but it needs to be fixed. Okay, so going back to a little bit of success, right? TJD this season has been an overwhelming success. We can go forward with him. I love him in the roster. He must play 20, 25 minutes for the foreseeable future. Brandon Podziemski has been a success. He's had little lulls lately. He's having trouble scoring. I think we knew that coming in. But quite frankly, he's been better as a scorer throughout the sample size of the season that I imagine coming in. And he leads the team in plus minus by an overwhelming percentage for the season. And he's been a great connector. He's rebounded. He's really been the one guy that's consistently brought hustle. I'm not going to knock him. He's been a success. I like him going forward. Jonathan Kuminga, another young player, has been a huge success. He's starting to break out. We're starting to believe that he can be a future all-star, if not a superstar. Those three, TJD, Podziemski, Kuminga, are reasons to believe that this has been a successful season in the long run, right? Obviously, with Steph Curry on the roster, it's championship or bust. But if we accept that that's not a reasonable expectation this year, it's been successful in a player development. Those three youngsters going forward, that's all we really need. We don't need to start chasing in the draft. We don't need to trade for more young players. That's a solid foundation. Maybe Moody works his way into a foundation of four, but that's a foundation going forward where you don't have to address the future for at least another year or two. By that logic, it is time to go chase a ring. Steph only has, we're going to call it, 2 more years of elite play, just the way the contracts line up with him, Dre, Kerr. Clay's probably going to sign a 2-year extension, if that's my guess. Now's the time. This is the offseason. We're throwing this season away. We're calling it a development season. Warriors are going to be, they have their, for the most part, most of their picks. It's going to have to be Wiggins, guys. We have to trade Wiggins. We have to trade all our picks, or most of our picks. We got to get Chris Paul's contract off the books. We might have to move one of our younger players. Moody is expendable. Podziemski, TJD, I don't want to move either of them, but if it's what it takes to go get an all-star or superstar caliber player, it is what has to be done to get Steph and the Warriors back into contention. I'm talking about a Paul George, a Jimmy Butler, even a LeBron James. I mean, obviously there's more to it than just that, but just the players that those are, we need a two-way wing that can handle the ball, that can score, that can play defense when we need defense. I know realistically the defensive decline in these aging players, namely Steph, is the first thing to go. But we need to find a big wing, and then we also need a center. I don't think we're going to get a superstar center at all to fix everything, but those are the two things we must address. Maybe this summer at the Olympics, Steve Kerr's coaching. I assume Steph Curry's playing, if not more. That's the time to do a little bit of work, do a little lip service, do a little flirting. Let everyone know, hey, you have an all-time top five, top 10 player in Steph Curry that everyone would want to play with. He's ring hunting. We're going to make a push. No more looking to the future. We are going all out to win. Who wants to join us and chase a ring? That's my sales pitch. Logistically, I don't know how feasible it is, but that's what it's going to take to get back into this. The Warriors have to get it done because I am sick of this. It can't be begging for more effort. This is just the best effort you're going to get from the guys. I mean, I could ask for more. I'm not there playing. I'm not the one that has the miles and miles on my legs. I understand that they're giving us their best, but you know what? This team is out of gas. Despite how much depth we have, this team is out of gas and not enough to make up for the talent discrepancy. So there it is, guys. I'm throwing it out there. It's hard to verbalize it, but again, this team is not a championship team. We're moving on. We're turning the page. Let's get through the rest of the season. Maybe get a little run into the play-in. Hope for the best. Maybe we knock off a team and like, oh, we believe Warriors era. Let's knock off the Nuggets and then go from there. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for stopping by. I know it hasn't been easy. We're going to bounce back against the Grizzlies at home. And then we have a tough game against the Pacers at home. Win those two, you might find a little bit more chipper version of me. But until then, we got some work to do. Thanks for stopping in today, guys. I've been your host, Chris Chin. Until next time, peace, love, and stack and death.